Again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Now, here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Over there is that creek, man. I found a couple of soaps on the arrowhead.
Over by that fence you did? All right, it's 2:56. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And it's time for another exciting edition of Why Today Doesn't Suck. And for that,
sweet,
we must thank Fowler Toyota and Dan McDowell equally.
You're welcome. Today is, and the Hardline is here in studio with us.
Hello, hello, hello.
Which is a rare treat. Hey, today is March 1st. The 60th day of the year, there are 305 days left.
Wow.
If you're wondering about that. And you know what? I never really thought about it. We were talking yesterday about Reiner's daughter's birthday, which is February 29th.
Or today.
Celebrated today.
Or today, depending on which side of the fence you're on.
But I never thought about the fact that you really, I think once, in our little segment here on the air together, have you ever acknowledged that? That must have been just the 29th.
Really?
I think so. Maybe I was high.
By the way.
But I think so.
Dane from Louisville says he's a sweet, clean P1 and would like us to give a shout-out to his wife and...
Hey.
And to, let's see.
Well, there's one way to make that happen.
Send us a picture of her.
Yeah, we've gotten away from that bit. It was a good one.
Well, I'm confused here.
Get it going again.
Oh, okay. His wife will turn 6 1/4 on February 29th because she has that wacky... Do you do that with a wacky age? So Jordan is like 4 1/4 right now?
6 1/4, so that would be...
25?
She wouldn't be able to drive if he would do that.
You know, that's a great idea.
That is, boy. I wish I had thought of that.
I mean, you can tell her she's only 4... Only 5 years old.
So, happy birthday to Dane and Louisville's wife, who apparently will remain nameless because Dane wants to steal the headlines of the shout-out.
Because he's much more important.
Right.
He probably is, because most of the time husbands are more important than wives.
It says here...
Research does show that.
Yeah.
There you go.
As at Susquehanna Radio, this is Jimmy Christopher's 9-year anniversary.
You know, when I was up in Rancho Bernardo...
Is it a hurricane, Jimmy? Is that what was coming?
Used to walk my dog up by the...
That's
table.
9 years of greatness.
Hey, where is Jimmy?
Get back to Rancho Bernardo very often.
Just,
he's out celebrating. Because the reason why I ask is I lived there in 89. I worked for a station in Southern California. I worked with Steve Garvey of Garvey and Company.
That was actually the company.
Yeah. And I lived in Rancho Bernardo for a couple of years. And we had two dogs, my girlfriend and I. I used to walk those dogs every night by...
Yeah, of course, one was a Labrador Retriever. Another was a Poodle.
In 89, so you're probably...
Right before the school was built.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But that little ballpark there we used to walk to. So I saw where you played at Rancho Bernardo, so I just thought I'd ask you that.
All right.
What exactly was the question?
What's Hank Blaylock thinking that whole time? Hi, Jimmy.
He's thinking.
Pop on.
All right.
Pop on.
Nine years, Jimmy.
Nine years of the ticket.
Yeah, it is.
Are you going to poop the bed tonight?
Yeah, I think I will in celebration.
Well, where do we steal you from?
WKNR in Cleveland.
Why would you leave Cleveland?
I don't know, Dan.
Is that a good station, Dan? You ever listen to it?
That was the one that kicked our ass.
Really?
We were the little station.
When you were Steeler Dan?
No, that was when I was in Zanesville.
Did you like
working? But WKNR had the Indians.
Yeah, so and the Browns, too, for a while.
So they couldn't be opinionated.
The Browns?
Before they split, yeah.
And the Indians.
Well...
working in Dallas better than Zanesville?
So, Jimmy, when did you become a hurricane?
A hurricane?
Yeah.
I never went to Miami.
I was under the impression you were Hurricane Jimmy.
Hurricane Jimmy?
That's the old story that's what Fernando said to everybody.
Hurricane Jimmy is coming.
He just means he blows.
Maybe now, didn't you send your resume tape to Reiner?
Well, originally, Ryan's and I talked. It was right before the ticket went on the air.
Actually, back in
Rancho
Bernardo.
Yes, I remember that. I thought Jimmy was a really nice guy.
There was like 40 feet of snow. I was talking to Ryan. So it was right between Christmas and New Year's Day in 94, I guess.
Three.
It
was actually 93.
The taint of the year.
And Ryan says, we'll stay in touch.
Taint.
And we're all full now, but stay in touch. And I did.
You touched his taint?
Yeah, I touched his taint. Actually, Cat and I had a relationship. I used to get a lot of info that I used on the air about the Cowboys from Cat. And then I met Cat and Fernando, and Fernando brought me on board.
Whenever we're looking for inside information on the Cowboys, we go to Cat as well.
Well, he was back then.
Well, that was pre-internet, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to call all my guys for my dope.
Well, you keep doing what you're doing, Jimmy.
All right, Bobby.
Welcome 9 years.
That's right. This has been 9 years of greatness, Mr. Jimmy.
Nine years of bliss. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for wanting to bring me aboard when you didn't have any openings.
Thanks for your taint.
You're welcome, line four guy.
Taint. Thanks for lying to me, saying we want to bring you aboard, but we just don't have any openings.
That's when Ryan's was PD.
I did want to bring him on board, but...
It's time for a staff meeting.
We have that all.
We need to stab somebody in the back.
Did he ever periodically release his on-time ticker reports?
To me?
Like in the Reiner.
He's got to tighten his clock up.
Bobby did to get that, brought that number down.
What number?
It's bow hunting lessons.
I've got bow hunting skills.
Like nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills.
Congratulations to Jimmy. 9 years here at the ticket.
I've cooked you a delicious bath.
Also, I have David Miller is 40 years old.
All right.
And he's a P1. Certainly not as significant as Jimmy, though.
Well, you're 40. Way to go.
And here at Susquehanna, we have Ticket Chick Robbie. I don't know how old she is.
She's still here?
She's still on the list. Elsewhere, Omar Dahl.
She's marginally here. She's here at all.
Omar Dahl is 33. I thought maybe our Philly connection would have spoken up, but again,
but he would have had to know that Omar Dahl played for the.
You weren't paying attention to the Phillies or to the.
I wasn't paying attention to the segment. What?
What were you busy on this time?
I was doing the run sheet for the top 10.
The run sheet for the top 10.
Omar Dahl? Yes, Philly.
Yeah.
Oh,
Stephen Davis is 31. Johnny Ray is 48.
Poor old Johnny Ray.
Mike Rozier is 44. Chris Webber
trophy winner.
Is 32.
76er.
Yes, Tom. Catherine Bach is 51.
Bach.
Isn't that Ringo's wife?
No, that's
Are they still
Bach.
Married?
Oh. Barbara Bach. Catherine Bach is Daisy Duke.
Oh.
Now, how do you know?
Yeah, you never watched it.
I never watched it. I know Bo and Luke and Uncle Jesse.
Mark, all that, I think.
You knew them.
What were they like?
Bunch of good old boys.
They never meant no harm.
Yeah, good point.
Beats all you what? Ever saw. Been in trouble with the law.
Since the day they were born.
Since the day they was born, Bob.
You need Jordan in here for that. That's one of the six songs he knows.
Anyway, I think she's real fat.
Making the way.
Because I watched the Dukes of Hazzard reunion show, and they would never show her under her chest.
Just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Here we go.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
this and not think of Ray?
Be tall, you never saw Ben and Rome.
Yeehaw!
Raising the curve.
Uncle Jesse pointing at him.
Flapping the hill.
They slide across the hood of the general.
And raise the rhythm of the love of the wheel man.
Cooter loosening a lug nut.
Making the way. That's just a little bit more than the lower allowed.
Yeehaw!
Just a good old boys. Wouldn't change if they could.
Here it is.
That is fun.
Fighting the system like a two modern day Robin Hood.
Yeehaw!
Greg. Greg and Rafe.
Never watched it.
Lived it. Didn't have to watch it.
I was there.
There's a lot of similarities between Hazard County and Wise County. But we had roads. We didn't have to jump creek beds.
A lot of river beds.
Harry Belafonte is 78.
Good-looking daughter. The Banana Boat Song.
Robert Clary is 79.
Hogan LeBeau.
Hogan. John Carroll is 48.
Well,
keyboardist.
I thought you meant the Celtics coach.
I thought you meant the university.
Keyboardist.
Pearl Jam? No, don't know.
The Starland Vocal Band.
I knew it had to be either them, Manfred Mann,
Jethro Tull,
or Def Leppard.
Tavares.
Robert Conrad is 77.
No, his source never has anybody from Tavares.
Oh.
Wild, Wild West.
Roger Daltrey is 61. You know who he is, Bob?
Ryan, go ahead.
Bob?
I'll defer to somebody else on this.
Bob?
Pink Floyd.
Good guess.
Not Roger good, Daltrey,
not
Pink
not
Floyd.
Not a good guess.
The Who.
Yes.
Who's on first?
The Who.
It was one of those two.
Third base.
Ron Howard is 51.
That's some greatness. He did.
Where's he on the celebrity food chain?
He did Night Shift.
It's got to be pretty good.
That was his first movie, wasn't it?
This is Chuck. Remind Bill to shut up.
Alan Thicke is 58. And now here's some spares.
No, this first one was Grand Theft Auto. I believe.
Tony Castillo, 42.
Who was that? Is that the Tigers Castillo or one of them?
I think so. It looked for but.
It's not Carmen Castillo, is it?
Ron Francis is 42.
Which one?
The
former Cowboy great.
One of the many NHL players who will never play again.
Do you know who Carmen Castillo is?
Yeah. He was traded to the Patriots. He was in that Patriots deal with Eugene Lockhart for the number one pick in the nation. Ron Francis. Ron Francis and Eugene Lockhart and the Cowboys number one for the first overall pick.
Did they call him Ronnie Franchise?
No, they drafted Russell Maryland.
Hmm.
It's the genius of Jimmy.
Mark Gardner, 43.
That's a pitcher. Lady, yeah.
Flip Rosen is 80.
Flip Rosen penis.
L. Flip Rosen is 80.
Al Rosen?
Yeah.
Wow. How'd you know that, Groups? I'm not doing that.
Especially big birthday because that is the 1954 American League MVP.
Don't tell me you know a little bit about baseball and you knew that. There's a lot of people prepping for this segment.
And I'm not one of them.
Oh, come on now.
How many of the other early 50s MVPs would you like to share with us?
Let's move on to something important.
I'm going to sports bully Greg
here. I think this is something important.
Maybe you didn't hear me.
Tell us everything you want to tell us about Al Rosen.
He was an Indian.
How many other 1954 Indians can you name?
Leo DeRocher? Is he an Indian?
No.
Not really.
He didn't play in American about as competent League, as the guy sitting across from me in that room.
That's why we're over here on this side of the glass.
And
your
some
facade's falling apart, Grooms.
Some guy named Brian Winters, 53.
Well, now wait just a minute here.
We'll be getting the deer urine out tonight.
Yeah, we might get the deer urine out.
I've never heard Al Rosen called Flip.
That's what they went with on the list.
I thought he was dead.
Did that make a little tear well up in your...
When I thought he died?
Yeah.
Your little red man eye.
Kind of like when you saw the litter on the ground at the National Forest.
Born on this day, now dead, Glenn Miller.
Wow. We completely avoided Brian Winter's talk. Sweet.
And dead on this day, still dead, Earl Blackwell.
No, not really. Deer urine was invoked.
Well, Brian Winters, Junior Bridgman, and Dave Myers was the big trade for Lou Alcindor, which perhaps did not work out like we had hoped.
I don't know. A couple of pretty usable guys there.
Yeah, and the other team got Kareem.
Yeah, but you didn't have to pay that contract. You had financial flexibility.
Yeah, good point.
Exactly.
And
you were able to bring Bobby Dandridge back on board.
That's right. Able to pay Larry Costello what we no doubt owed him.
And no doubt.
How do you bring Paul McCaskey on board?
That had a hand with you being able, with the Bucks being able to keep Randy Brewer, Paul McCaskey,
Larry Krystkowiak,
Jack Sigma, all on hand at the same time.
The only team to have four white seven-footers until the Mavs of 2005 have assembled the ivory towers. Although I don't think Keith Van Horn's 7 feet tall, but now that they've activated Podkolzin, they're reassembling the ivory towers of Milwaukee in the 80s. Well done.
And dead on the stage, still dead, Jackie Coogan. Who was?
Uncle Fester. I'm a sugar in a comic.
Oh, Jackie Coogan was Uncle Fester.
Oh, he was? Mm-hmm. I thought he was a machine gun
control
too.
Football over the mountains.
You think of Jackie Cooper.
Attention.
Tyler?
And that's why today doesn't suck.
He also starred opposite Charlie Chaplin in The Champ.
Did you go over there, Dan, and break up that fight?
And now they
over
have
there,
the, now they have the,
and I found a couple of
the Jackie Coogan law that protects child actors.
Attention.
Because all of his parents stole all of his money. I mean, his parents stole all of his money from him. When he turned 18, he had no money.
Jackie Cooper didn't?
Jackie Coogan.
Who's he?
Uncle Fester.
All right. Well, there's a fun fact, and up next, more of that from the Hard Line.
Yeah.